Hey, what's up, guys? Thank you for tuning in to the Daily Ori Show. Today is Self-Care Sundays, and I have something very special for you guys today. Today, I'm going to talk about self-awareness and success. I'm sure majority of everyone in this world wants to achieve their level or their experience of success. And I'm going to talk about how self-awareness ties into that. And so, as you guys know, I like to begin my show with the riddle of the day. So, I'm going to quote the riddle now, and I'll give you guys the answer at the end of the show. So, drum roll. The riddle of the day is, what's black and white and red all over? So, what is black and white and red all over? Tune in later for the answer to that riddle. And so I'm just going to get right into it. I don't have any celebrity news for you guys today or anything dealing with politics. I just want us to focus on ourselves today. And so I want to begin this with the definition to self-awareness, right? And so self-awareness is the ability to examine your own behaviors, values, skills, and interests, right? And so the key elements of success is self-awareness, self-esteem, goal setting, problem solving, self-discipline, mindfulness, positive thinking, overcoming obstacles, emotional intelligence, and motivation. So those are the key elements of success. And emotions relate to the situations or instances in your life that you find personally significant. They influence both your thoughts and actions. Habits are behaviors you repeat regularly, and they are often automatically. Personality is a collection of relatively consistent behaviors, feelings, and qualities that contribute to your unique character. Okay. Values are the beliefs you have about what is right and wrong, and they do not have to be moral or religious. Okay. And so the different types of success that most people define are career success, which is basically like a promotion or a business expansion or something along the lines of having a salary or a job title along those lines. Financial success. So anything dealing with power, prestige, or possessions. People basically would look at like if you have a Bentley and you own a nice home that you are successful. Okay. Or maybe you are the boss at your own firm, your own law firm. You know, they look at that as being prestigious. So that's successful. That is financial success. And lastly is educational success. And that would be earning a degree or graduating from a certification or getting a course or something along those lines. And so those are the three different types of success. Main types of success. And I just want to talk about how self-awareness is self-care and how successful people are self-aware and how being successful, being self-aware helps you to be successful. Let me repeat that. Being self-aware helps you to be successful. All right. Self-awareness is important in the journey to success because it helps give you a sense of purpose in your life. If you don't know who you are, how do you know where you're going in life? No, everything is a level. Everything is a journey in life, especially we age by the year. So first year, first birthday, second year, I'm 28 years old. So 28 years of experience. And as you age, you learn yourself. And when you're able to know what you like, what you want, what you need, and have a sense of direction of where you're going within yourself, that helps you be able to pursue success. You know, when you don't know where you're going, you're just like the blind leading the blind, you know. But knowing who you are helps you become more aligned with your goals, relationships, emotions, and behaviors. Being self-aware helps you to build confidence in yourself, you know. You know where you're going. You know what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? So you walk into those rooms or you walk into those places and you're ready to handle business. And that's what being self-aware is. It helps you to build confidence in yourself and builds a foundation of trust within yourself to make the right decisions for you. So when you're self-aware, you just begin to develop a sense of self-trust that I'm going to make the right decision for myself, that it's going to work out. It might not work out now, but it might work out later, but I trust that I'm making the right decision for myself, you know, and that's what being self-aware is all about. And if we want to practice self-care properly, you know, let me say it like this. Self-care nurtures your self-awareness journey. It does. Because as you start to learn yourself and care more for yourself and fall deeper in love with yourself, you become more self-aware. You learn yourself more. And so that is what I want us to focus on today. How can I become more self-aware? Okay? And how can this self-awareness help me in my purpose in life? What does success look like for you? My definition of success may not be your definition of success. You know, having, all these, luxurious items might not be success for you. And so just look at what your definition of success is and try to apply your self-care and your self-awareness to that. Okay. And so I want to leave you guys with this quote of the day. And that quote is, if you want to achieve greatness, stop asking for permission. Anonymous. I don't even know who quote it is, but it is on point. It says, if you want to achieve greatness, stop asking for permission. And I'm going to sleep on that tonight. Preach. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay, moving on to the riddle of the day. Dun, dun, dun. What's black and white and red all over? A newspaper. It's a newspaper. Y'all didn't know that? Wow. Anyways, make sure you guys tune in to Motivation Mondays because I'm going to be going more in depth about success and the different levels of success and how they may look for me and you. There's different views of success. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow on Motivation Mondays. Make sure you tune in and share this episode with your family and friends. See you soon.